This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we're here just to talk with you about your fishing and hunting adventures. We'd love to hear from you at 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. That is our phone number. That's our contact number. That's how you get in touch with us here and have a chance to go on the air and say hi or whatever you'd like to do. We are still having a muzzleloader contest for the month of October, and then again in November, and again in December, thanks to the fine folks at CVA Muzzleloaders and CVA.com. You can certainly log on and see all the different models of muzzleloaders. We will have a guest soon from the fine folks at CVA. And we'll be bringing you information from that company as well. So, how was your week? I'm trying to remember mine. It's been a busy week, quite frankly. So it has. We're working on the winter issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. I've been driving all over the state and working with people and talking to people about getting involved with the magazine and that type of thing for winter, you know, the heart of the hunting season, so on and so forth. So that's what I've been doing all week for the most part. I do have some sad news to report. My longtime friend, Donna Fisher, has passed away. Yes, she passed away yesterday. Donna Fisher was the creative director for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly from its inception. And I had worked with Donna since 1995. Donna worked for an ad agency in Westminster for a while. When I got to know her back then, she designed all of the Fishing and Hunting Journal magazines from 1995 to 1998, when I sold it to the current owner on the Eastern Shore. She said I sold her into indentured servitude with the new company, and she continued to do the creative work, the ad design, the layout for Fishing and Hunting Journal up until 2011. She designed most of the Maryland deer hunting guides, deer and waterfowl hunting guides, as it became known later. I think she did 12 out of the 14 of those that we did. And Donna remained a friend. In 2007, when I suspended the last deer hunting guide, we stayed in touch. And after Kathy passed away, Donna and I got back together to create a new magazine, which is going on right now, called Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and you can see that online, of course, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and thousands and thousands of print versions out in the shops and so forth. So when we started the new magazine, we determined that it was not going to be black and white only. It was going to be all full color, all the pictures, all the ads, and my desire was that we would have the best-looking advertising. We would design the best-looking advertising for the local folks here in Maryland, and we did. And Donna was extremely instrumental in that. She would spend hours and hours and hours creating advertising for our advertisers, whether they be a deer processing shop, a taxidermy, a retail store, whatever. Whatever it was, she would go the extra mile to make sure that the ad looked as well. I gave her one directive, and I said, I want to knock their socks off, and that's what we did. So Donna has passed. She passed away peacefully early yesterday morning. She had been in declining health for a couple of years, and she was unable to continue with the quarterly after the spring issue of this year. So we had to engage the services of another designer, and Jennifer is doing a wonderful job picking up the gauntlet. But for the most part, the bulk of the ads that you'll see were in the quarterly were designed by Donna. If you'd like to see her handiwork, you can certainly go online to the website, MarilynHuntingQuarterly.com. And she fought till the end, but at about the last week, she couldn't fight anymore. She just couldn't. She knew that it was time. She knew that she wanted to go home, and that's how she put it. She wanted to go home and be with Jesus. And now she is. She looked forward to her passing with dignity and almost anticipation. I'm going to miss her. The hunting community is going to miss her. Because all those ads and all those years and all those words and all those publications, she was responsible for putting all that together. So, she's a little known personality, stayed in the background in the world of the outdoors. She designed the banner for Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry that you'll see on all the butcher shops that are FHFH processors, the green banner with all the does on it. She designed that, and they adopted that as their design. She designed the brochure for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. She designed the first flyer for Blaze and Camo Day. She designed the Blaze and Camo Day logo. And those of you who are following along and understand what I'm talking about, Donna was the best as far as a designer. Never met anyone better. She worked for other agencies. She worked for newspapers. She worked, the last full-time job she had was for the Frederick News Post. She did a lot of pre-press work on a number of publications that the paper published. She was instrumental in publishing some history books from Frederick County. So you can't find talent like that. You cannot. She started out in her father's paper wholesale company. His name was Don Fisher, and he was in the big metal-faced building there across from the stadium in Baltimore, and had his building preserved for posterity when they were going to tear it down. And started out her design career designing pizza boxes for her dad's customers, and on to be in the printing business and then the design business, and worked for several agencies around the region. And I was just blessed to meet her and know her. And I'm sorry she's gone. Laura, her daughter, you've heard me talk about Laura many times. Laura wanted to learn to hunt. So I've been mentoring Laura to become a hunter, and Laura was with her at the end. And so our thoughts and prayers are with the family. Our thoughts and prayers are with Laura and her husband and her son and Laura's brother Brian and Donna's brother Doug and the rest of the people that were close to her. We just, I can't say enough about what Donna Fisher meant to me. So, anyway, we are. If you see the Frederick News Post, I'm sure the information will be in there. No flowers. They're asking for contributions to Frederick County Hospice, and we'll figure out how to bring that news to you later. So, anyway, here we are at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Frankly, I'm surprised I got through that. I really am. So, give us a call here. We'd love to talk to you. And the way you get in the muzzleloader contest is you call in. You leave your name and number with Brian. You then go on the air to say hi or talk about anything you want to talk about. And let's get it rolling here. Somebody give us a call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 800-922-6680 is the toll-free number. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area and want to call us on your home phone or cell phones, that really doesn't matter. Coming up the next hour, we have Carol McCullough, who's the Vice President and the Oyster Restoration Project Manager for Phillips Wharf Environmental Center in Tillman. And we're going to be talking about oysters, since oyster season came on here the 1st of October, and it's very timely, so that's what we'll do. So let me tell you about an auction today. It's the annual sportsman's auction hosted by Stauffer's Auction Company. It's a live webcast auction. You can go online and bid as the auction is going on, as it's taking place. It starts at 2 p.m. today. If you'd like to attend, the address is 21140 Leitersburg Pike, or Leitersburg, L-E-I-T-E-R-S-B-U-R-G Pike, in Hagerstown, Maryland. And it's the 2015 annual sportsman's auction. If you're outside of Maryland, you're going to need an FFL to have your firearm shipped to you. There are 215 lots. Most of them are firearms. You can see all those firearms and the current bid at Stauffer, S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S, Auction Co. for company. .com, stauffersauctionco.com. And those of you who are in the outdoor world know who Denny Stauffer is. He's done a lot of auctions for a lot of nonprofit banquets and things like that. So stauffersauctionco.com. You can preview the auction. It starts at 2 today. Hope you can make it at Leitersburg Pike in Hagerstown. There you go. Talk to Mark in Towson, then we'll take a break. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Well, I thank you for that. And Donna was, like I said, a good friend and extremely creative person. So,
yeah, she, you know, behind the scenes contributed so much to the community.
She did. She did.
So I'm just sorry. It's, you know.
I got it. Got it.
So life is hard.
You know that.
Yeah, well, you know it better than anybody.
You know. So, it's been a tough year. No question about that. So.
Gosh.
Yep. So, what's on your mind there, Mark?
Well, I saw an article in a paper, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, about some Maryland watermen who were convicted. They lost their license from Maryland. So they bought some land in Virginia and claimed to be residents there, but they actually lived in hotels.
Nice, very nice. And what were they convicted of?
They were convicted, pleaded guilty to giving false information to a police officer in 4 counts of failing to report their catch to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission.
Wow.
Fined $200 and sentenced to 6 months and 10 days in jail, with all but 10 days suspended.
Sure. Well, you know, there are people in every, I'm sure there are accountants that break the law.
Oh, no.
Low blow there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's never happened.
Oh, man.
Thank God I'm not one of them.
Really? Yeah, I know. yep. Well, you know, It's not the money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of that stuff.
You got that right.
And it can happen across the board. So, all right, brother, you're in the contest.
I hope you do okay.
And we'll be okay. Thanks, Mark.
You know, you never get over the loss. You just learn to live with it.
That's true. That is. Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. That you hit the nail on the head right there, brother. Yes, yeah. You did. So,
you take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Mark and Mike, good morning. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
You know, I didn't know Donna, but I do know you personally. And I just wanted to call and extend my deepest sympathies to her family. And to you also, because you were so close to her.
Indeed.
And that's really all I have to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure the family will appreciate that. Like I said, the services are Wednesday. There's not any viewing or anything like that.
But, right. Right.
So.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Again, my deepest sympathies, and
thank you, Mike.
May she rest in peace.
And she will indeed, because I know where she is right now.
Okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, right, Mike. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. What would we like to talk about here? Let's talk about the Maryland Fishing a little bit, Maryland Fishing Challenge. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is, of course, a free year-round fishing contest that is brought to you by the fine folks at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. All game fish are eligible in any Maryland waters, in the Atlantic, in the Chesapeake Bay, and all the freshwater streams and rivers and ponds and lakes. There are nearly 70 species of fish that are eligible, and there are even some invasive species that you can harvest and report and get into the contest. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club, too. All you do is catch a fish of a notable specified size. You receive your official angler award certificate. Then you get an invitation for the grand finale in September, where you could win a variety of great prizes and even cash. It's all going on right now, the 2016 Maryland Fishing Challenge. And well, I'll tell you what, the weather's been pretty good, and it's going to look pretty good this week. So get out there and do some fishing. Maybe you can catch a nice fish. Fish are biting right now everywhere. It's not the time to stay indoors. It's beautiful out there. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far.
Brian's getting into that. Indeed. Hey, Brian, the internet streaming is being troublesome this morning and is now down. Just thought you'd like to know. Let's talk to Kenny there in Lutherville. Good morning, Kenny. How are you? And then Matthew in Pasadena. What's up, Kenny?
I'm doing just fantastic.
Good.
I was getting into that music, too.
So yeah, sure.
Alan, I just wanted to call and offer my condolences to you and the family. And those of us that are left here just need to carry on, brother.
That's all we can do. Nothing else we can do.
That's right. I saw you out at the National Hunting and Fishing Day, I believe it was, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And we were talking about some slug guns.
We were.
And I did go for the Mossberg 20-gauge.
The Mossberg pump gun?
Yes, sir.
Good. All right.
And I had read reviews, did my research, legwork and everything, and that foregrip, the pump, is a bit rattly.
Always has been. That's the character of the Mossberg 500. Yep, exactly.
I was thinking of maybe taking it down to Clyde to see if they could stiffen it up.
Yeah. Nope.
What are your ideas?
That's just the way they are. I mean, you can try. I don't know if you have Googled Savage Pump Forearm or anything like that to see what it is, but it's because of the structure of the rails that on the slide, and the Mossberg has always been rattly like that. I borrowed the first deer I ever shot with a slug gun in Maryland was a 3-point in Baltimore County. It was a day like I have never seen wind blow. I'm serious. I was in the woods, and I saw a lot of deer that day.
Wow.
And this 3-point came in, and I took a shot because I wanted to kill a deer with a slug gun I never had.
Yeah.
And then I bought that gun from the guy, and about 2 years later I sold it and bought Kathy actually bought me my Remington slug gun, also an 870 in the deer model, and I've been using that ever since I shot. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I did do this week. I did go qualify for the managed hunts coming up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I had an old Simmons scope on that thing with the turkey reticle that was diamond,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it only went to like 4.5 power. So I've stepped up and I'm trying to upgrade all my guns to the best optics I can afford. So I put a 2-7 Leopold on there with the, I'm not sure what they call it, firelight or something. It's a little lighted dot in the center of the crosshairs.
Okay.
And, I shot a group across the center of the bullseye, two in the same hole, and one about an inch to the left at 50 yards with that thing, and qualified, you know, with the three shots in a row. And I will tell you that Leopold made all the difference in the world. I did take one deer with it last year. So
I got a Nikon Pro Staff. Slug Hunter, I think it's called.
That's a good guy. That's a good. Nikon's a good scope.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yep.
Yeah. And it has the four circles off the below the center reticle.
Right.
To,
mm-hmm.
to the 100, 150, 175, and 200 yards, so it takes all the guesswork out of it.
Right.
And I haven't had the opportunity to shoot it yet, but I am looking forward to shooting it.
Yep. Well,
and so the fellow that I bought it from, he recommended the Hornady SST slugs.
Well, you can try those, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you another tip on that, too. I would, if you want to invest in a box of light fields and see how they shoot.
Light field?
Light field slugs. And the reason I talk about light fields all the time is because, you know, a rifle bullet, you've got to depend on speed.
Yeah.
To reach out there, you depend on speed to give that lighter bullet its kinetic energy. But in a slower gun, like a muzzleloader or even a slug gun, I like a big chunk of lead. I like a big chunk of soft lead that goes out there and just expands and puts all its kinetic energy into that target. And I have been using light fields for, I know, more than 20 years. That's what I use in all my management hunts and everything else. And I just, 12 and 20 gauge. I've never been disappointed. So.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. I'll look for them.
Yep. The Lightfield Hybrid, HYBRED. It's a 2 3/4 inch slug. I'm not sure what color the box is, but it's an all lead. I think it's 1.25 ounce in 12 gauge. I think it's 3/4 or 7/8 ounce of solid lead, in the 20 gauge. But accurate, man, accurate.
Is it a Sabot?
Oh yes, it's a Sabot.
Okay.
It's a big chunk of lead in a Sabot. Of course, that the Sabot is not a cup like a wad. It's a two piece.
Right.
It's a two piece thing of material that when it exits the barrel, it splits in half, and the slug goes on its way. Very accurate.
Right.
You can research those too. Lightfield hybrids.
I will, yeah, because I looked at the Remingtons, and they were really inexpensive.
Yep.
And I think the Winchesters were also inexpensive.
Right.
But,
I think the Lightfields are, you know, right in the ballpark, good price-wise.
Okay.
So, yep.
The qualification for the Hunter, the Shooter's Card?
Yes.
I see that I went online and looked at that, and
yep.
It said something about you could go online and find other dates. The only
you can I, you can go down to APG any AGC excuse me AGC any day and they'll take you.
Associated Gun Call, oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
So if I went out to Marriottsville Road and talked to those folks in the clubhouse,
yep.
There,
just go in and say I want to qualify, and they'll they'll set a target up. They have the cards right there. You're ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Any day.
Thank you for that information.
Sure.
Friend. Hey, look, you have a great day. Be safe in your travels.
Thanks, Kenny. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Sorry to keep everybody holding on there. There's Matthew in Pasadena. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, sir. First of all, condolences about Ms. Fisher.
Thank you.
Ironically enough, the first time I listened to your show, she was on the show about the new magazine.
Really?
Yes, and it's like I got chills going up my skin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second condolence I have to offer is for my marriage, because every Saturday morning I'm up at 5 just to hear your show.
Okay.
And I thank you for your show, because it's a lot of good information. And my wife goes, it's 5 o'clock, right? I'm like, yep. Hey, Katie. And she just starts laughing at me. I'm going back to bed.
Well, you know what? It's okay.
I've been doing this for almost over a year now.
Yeah, well, I've been here almost 27, so.
And I love the information you give. Now, I have a question for you.
All right.
Because Fort Smallwood Park is the park I go and fish.
Sure.
No offense, I'm not a hunter.
None taken. This is the Outdoorsman radio show, fishing, hunting,
exactly.
And the great outdoors. So.
Oh, well, I'd love to hunt, except I was 12 years old with a 22, lined up on a rabbit, and all I saw was thumper.
Well, you were just marketed there, Matthew. That's all.
I know. But
I was telling somebody yesterday. There used to be a guy here on country radio. I forget the guy's name, and you can Google this if you want. But his character's name was Earl Pitts, and Earl Pitts American. And I'll never forget it. He did a show one time, and he said, "Yeah, me and Pearl and the boy went to the movies, and Bambi was playing." Said when Bambi's mother got shot, all the people in the theater were crying and bawling. Not me. I jumped up and yelled, "Good shot!" So,
ironically enough, I used to listen to Earl Pitts when I was stationed out of Jacksonville.
Oh yeah.
Every morning, Earl Pitts America. But yeah, I'm not a hunter, but the Remington 870 I've been shooting for over 30 years.
Yes, sir.
I've been shooting that using it for trap on 16 yards, and one day it was at Kearney Gun Club up in Parkville.
Right.
And it was a winter shoot, 50 target.
Right.
And I did not want to be there. They had gun lanes, and I looked at my father and I said, "If I beat you, I don't have to do this again in the winter shoot. Hey, you can't beat me." Turned around my brother who was shooting. My dad shot a BT-99.
Yeah.
My brother shot an 1100. And I shot the 870. I told my brother, "Excuse me, the 870. He was wild. I'm not coming back out here.
Right.
It was cold. It was.
All right. So what happened?
I beat him. My brother shot a 49. It actually should have been 50 out of 50.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, that wasn't the wad. That was he flipped it. I shot a 42. My father shot a 36.
Well, there you go.
I got to the truck, cleaned my gun, put it back in the case, and let's go get breakfast.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, at Fort Smallwood Park, where I fish.
Okay. Quickly, Matthew, we got callers quickly, backed up, okay?
Not a problem. 47-inch, and I call it a carp. The park ranger's calling it a black drum, but it doesn't have the stripes on it.
Okay.
And black drums, when they get that size, are not, I mean, this was about 45, 50-pound fish. It took two of us to throw it back in the water.
Right.
Now, because carp are usually just fatty and they're just heavy.
Right.
And, you know, I went to Bud down at Fishbones, used to be old Auburn, and just to validate it. And I'm still having this tit for tat, so to speak, with the one park ranger saying it's a black drum.
Well,
how do I get it validated? I have the pictures. I have the video of it, too.
All right. Well, send me a picture. Can you email me a picture?
Yeah, I'd be more happy to.
All right, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
And then I will also send you a link to share the video of me kissing the fish on the nose.
We don't need that. And that's okay. All right, no. Nope, just send me what you got, Matthew, and we got to move along. Appreciate the call, okay? ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. There you go. Camo Preacher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ellis.
Alan. It's Alan there, buddy.
Alan.
Yes, that's my first
Mr.
name.
Ellis.
Alan, not,
sorry,
no,
I
no, no.
Meant to say Mr. Ellis.
No, Mr. But, sorry. Mr. Yeah, Ellis passed away in 1999.
Yeah, can't help it. My mama raised me with respect.
Right.
And for that reason, I just wanted to call and offer my condolences. I had the privilege to... you know, work with Donna a little bit.
I know you did.
That I do for a local shop.
Yep.
And she was always very nice, very professional, very good graphics to use on the work that I do. And her loss is going to be felt in the entire hunting community. And so I just wanted to send some kudos to her family and to you and just let you know that we're praying on this end.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great
Thanks,
day,
Russ. Brother. Okay, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Bob in North Baltimore. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I just wanted to say that was a beautiful, beautiful tribute you gave to Donna there, and she was really lucky to have had you as a good friend. And I can tell from that tribute, you know, what you thought of her. So, I mean...
Well, thanks, Bob. I thought the world of her, I'll tell you.
I can tell.
She...
You know, I never knew her, but now I feel like I knew her, too.
Sure. Well, you know... Indeed. Anytime you pick up one of our publications or go on the website, you'll see her work, and that'll live on. I mean, the logo for Marilyn Loves Crabs, I remember her working on that with the basket lid in the background and doing the Marilyn flag on the back of the crab and the craftsmanship that she put into that. And then I told her, you need to trademark that, and she did.
All your regular listeners will be pulling for you, including me.
Well, you know, I'm good. Just take care of her family. Just keep the prayers going for her family. And,
right.
You know, we'll go to her service on Wednesday, and there you go.
Roger. Yeah, it'd be nice if you could speak at her service.
Well, I haven't been asked yet, so we'll see what happens.
You did such a beautiful job, so.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes, and Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I want to pass on my condolences also.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
To you and to Laura and her family.
Right. Yep. I know you know Laura. Sure.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to touch in, let you know about the results of last week's Physically Challenged Bull Hunters of America hunt in Indiana.
Yes, sir.
And we had six hunters out there, and four of them got a deer.
Nice.
The biggest was an 11 point.
That's a nice one.
It was a nice one. It's a really nice one. And the hunter is a disabled veteran from Vietnam War. I met him at the last time I went to Michigan. So, but that was a nice deer. Coming up next week is our hunt in Cambridge, Ohio.
Right.
And in Western Michigan. And I'm leaving Tuesday to drive up to the Western Michigan hunt.
Beautiful.
So hopefully I'll be calling you in Saturday with reports of the stud that I killed.
Well, let me tell you what. you checked your text messages. I just sent you a picture of a deer that appeared 2 weeks ago under one of my stands up in Cecil County.
I got it. Wow.
How do you like that, brute?
Man.
Yeah, he's within bow range at that point right there.
Yep. And man.
Yeah, he's 12. He's a pretty one, isn't he?
Yeah,
and you see the split G2 on the right hand side.
Oh yeah,
my 10 point had that same marker. So my 10 point I killed 20 years ago, or almost 20, 18, 17, somewhere in there, has some DNA genetics in this guy. So, all right, Chuck, congratulations on going to Michigan hunt. Keep us informed, and you know. Figure out what's going on. All right.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. There he goes. There he goes. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop for a minute. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop in a minute. I want to thank Bobby at Bay Linex in Glen Burnie. They do take care of my truck as far as any accessories. We had a set of. We had a set of foot rails put on, you know, outside the driver door and the passenger door, and they work very, very nicely, and they look really cool on the truck. And he put a lid on for me, an undercover lid, when I got the truck to keep the magazines protected. And apparently there's a built-in design flaw that if something goes awry, the lid is designed to break loose of the hinge and not hurt either of them. It's just a set of rivets that are in there. And, of course, the company will blame the consumer if something happens. Well, my rivets broke. I don't know how long they were, you know, I don't think that it was all at one time, but the rivets broke. And I stopped by and said, what can we do? And Bobby called the factory and got no advice, so they started to work on it and took the lid off and drilled the rivets out and replaced them, and I'm on my way. So I wanted to thank Bobby and the crew down at Bay Linex and Glen Burnie for getting me back on the road and getting my lid back in shape for on my truck to protect our magazine, so it's all good. So anyway, just wanted to toss that out. Now I want to talk about Clyde Sport Shop. Clyde Sport Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They are your full-line Browning dealer. If you are looking for a firearm, that's the place to go, especially you Browning fans. They have a complete selection of Browning firearms in stock, everything you could need, want, or imagine. The newest deal from Browning is the high-powered rifle called the A-Bolt 3, AB3 for short. It is a synthetic stock firearm. It comes in most standard, several magnum calibers, several short magnum calibers. It's a package gun. Comes in a case, comes with a 3-9 Redfield on it at an extremely reasonable price. Extremely reasonable. So if you are looking for a high-powered rifle for deer hunting or for a Western trip, and you didn't think you could afford a Browning, now you can. So there you go. Of course, they also carry the X-Bolt high-powered rifles. Extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection. That's all it is. That's all I have to say. For waterfowlers, there's the Maxxis shotgun. There's the Gold Light 10-gauge. If you like the 10-gauge platform, you can look at that. There's, of course, the BPS pump. Comes in all the gauges, 410, which is a caliber, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauges. It even has a 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer model, and it's got a bottom ejection on that. Comes in Mossy Oak camo for stealth and your ability to hide your firearm from the game. And then, of course, the gun I will eventually own, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It has a 100,000-rounder five-year guarantee. It's the A5 from Browning, also available in camo and black synthetic models. It comes in, of course, walnut and blued steel. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website, ClydeSports.com. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number 1, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment. 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for dinner. They just lock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About
45 minutes southeast. There's a career path that may not last too long. Alligator bait. Yes, I don't know if we have any folks volunteering for that, but anyway. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Our lines are wide open. You can enter the muzzleloader contest now if you'd like. It's at 410-922-6680. We're giving away a free muzzleloader at the end of the month to some lucky caller. All you got to do is call. Enter the contest. Leave your name and phone number so we can contact you. At the end of the month, everybody's name is matched up with a ticket. Put a little number after your name, matched up with a ticket. We mix them all up in the magic tumbler or my hat, whichever is easier. And one of our producers will pull that ticket out. And guess what? Somebody's going to have a muzzleloader sent to their house. How about that? Great from the folks at CVA, CVA.com. Make sure you visit that website. Take a look at all the muzzleloaders. I'm shooting a CVA Acura mountain rifle. I have another CVA Acura that I've taken deer and bear with. And I'll tell you what, that was an interesting experience shooting a bear with a muzzleloader. Indeed. Indeed it was. I called the factory and talked to them, and I said, what do you recommend? And he said, use whatever you want to use. I said, well, do you have a heavier bullet available for that? And they said, yes, we have a 454 grain and a 404 grain. So I selected the 404 grain, shot it in at 50 yards, and because I knew I wasn't going to be any further than that from the bear, and guess what? It worked out just fine. The bear never moved. That's how much I like that CVA muzzleloader. I've been a fan for a long time, and they've been helping us out for about 10 years here. So we've got a lot of muzzleloaders out there in the hands of folks who like to shoot. So take a look at the website, CVA.com. We love talking about them. We're going to get a guest here in the next couple of weeks who works for CVA to give us a call. We also got a call this week from a guy in Washington State. And I'm going to give you the website, and you can look at this as soon as I find it, of course. Let's see. Called me and wants to be interviewed on the show. So we talked a little bit. Take a look at wideangleshootingsystems.com. Wideangleshootingsystems.com. Think about your shot pattern for those of you who are waterfowlers. Think about your shot pattern. What would you do if you could, rather than a round shot pattern, if you could adjust your choke to shoot an oval shape, either horizontal, vertical, or diagonal? That's right. Wide Angle Shooting Systems has a choke tube that'll fit most shotguns. And all, I mean, you know, they make them for Benelli and Beretta and Remington and Winchester and all that, and Browning. They have a choke tube that sends a shot pattern out there in an oval, and it can be adjusted horizontally, vertically, diagonally. How about that for different varying conditions? Anyway, we're going to talk to Kevin Weir one of these days on the air. So how about that? Let's talk to Rich in Westminster. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Alex.
What's up?
I had a question for you. My wife was given a handgun by her brother, who has since deceased.
Okay.
And we want to get it registered and all that, and she wants it in her name, and we know she needs to do one of two things, either take the hunter safety course to qualify or something like that, or the firearm safety course.
Right.
I was going to ask you, you know, I've taken the hunter safety course several times with my son and then a friend's son, and I don't see where that would be very beneficial to her as far as firearm safety.
Well, of course it's going to be beneficial to her. Any education you can get is going to be beneficial to you. But I'm going to give you a number here that I'd like you to call.
Okay.
And our lovely caller, Fran, is going to be taking the handgun course from Frank Hall. And I'm going to give you his number. Are you ready?
Just a second. Frank Hall. I am ready.
All right. The number is 410-245-7507.
Okay. Do you know where that's located at?
You'll have to call Frank.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate it very much,
And he'll be able to walk you through the whole process, okay?
I appreciate that.
All right. And, you know, Clyde's can help you with the transfer of the gun, but I know you're going to have to get state police involved in it. I don't know if you have to take the gun. What I've always been told is you take the gun with you in a case in the car. You go into the state police and you say, my brother passed away. I need to transfer this gun. You know, what do I do? And they'll ask you if you have the gun with you and walk you through the process. But check with Frank before you do anything, okay?
I appreciate that, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Rich. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're communicating with Matt, who called, wanted to know if he actually caught a black drum or a carp. And it's actually a black drum. No question in my mind. And the answer to this question is yes. Does the black drum have the whiskers on the underneath of the lip? And that is, yes, that is true. And there's no doubt that that's a black drum in the picture that he sent me. So I forget where he said he caught it, Fort Smallwood, I believe. So there you go. Matthew, it is definitely a black drum. No question in my mind. So, excuse me, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got a couple of minutes left if you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest. I think we're taking our last entry now, and then we are leaving that, and Bethany's coming in. And since we have a guest this morning talking about Maryland Grows Oysters, her name is Carol McCullough. Hold on a second. Huh? Okay. All right. You can call, and Bethany will put you in the contest without going on the air. We very rarely allow that, but in today's case, we will. Folks, if you're listening, I'm sorry. The link, the app is just messed up. Messed up this morning, and I apologize for that. It's nothing that I can do, nothing Brian can do, nothing we can do here at the station. It's through the provider of the app, I guess. So you can always go online to WCBM.com and listen online. All right, get out, stay safe.